shall be granted.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision number 2018-6 for Bay Knowles Fenwick Commons LLC. Based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks to the approval of 25 single-family lots on 13.1 acres within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. The proposed density is below the maximum density permitted by the AR1 zone and in the environmentally sensitive developing area. Two, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Three, the property is in an area where other residential development has occurred according to the large mixed-use Bayside development, including the large mixed-use Bayside development and other single-family and multifamily developments. This project is consistent with those nearby uses. Four, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, yet by utilizing the cluster development option, the project will have 5.55 acres or approximately 42% of the property preserved as common open space. Six, the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the subdivision code have been favorably addressed by the applicant. Seven, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 25. B, all entrances, intersections, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. C, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. D, the project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. E, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. F, there shall be a 20-foot wide forested or landscaped buffer installed around the perimeter of the site. Where appropriate, this buffer can utilize existing woodlands to satisfy the vegetation requirements of the buffer area. G, the applicant shall submit as a part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including any buffer areas. The landscape plan shall clearly designate all existing forested areas that will be preserved. H, all construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to and from the property, shall only occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I, no other outdoor construction activity shall occur at the site except between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction activities at the site on Sundays. J, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. K, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of any of the roads, any buffers and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common elements. L, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. M, the final site design shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. N, the developer and then the HOA Association shall protect and preserve the Hudson Family Cemetery on the property by installing a perimeter fence around the cemetery made of wrought iron or anodized aluminum. Parking shall also be provided in common with the amenity area parking lot for the Hudson family members wishing to visit the cemetery. Access to the cemetery shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the applicant shall coordinate with the Indian River School District to establish a school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. P, as shown on the preliminary site plan, a location for possible interconnectivity with the property to the southeast shall be provided. Q, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that is my rather lengthy motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve subdivision 2018-6, Bay Knowles. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item was subdivision 2018-7, Wellesley, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-7 for Wellesley, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within an environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. Although the minimum permitted lot areas is 7,500 square feet, the applicant is proposing lots with a minimum size of 9,000 square feet and an average lot size of 11,758 square feet. The proposed subdivision will have no more than 131 lots on approximately 73.01 acres. This results in a gross density of approximately 1.8 units per acre, which is below the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone and the environmentally sensitive developing area. This subdivision will not have a significant impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways, and is consistent with the trend of development in this area. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. The project will be served by central sewer and water. The development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. The development will include approximately 29.53 acres of open space, which is a significant portion of the site. Part of this open space includes the preservation of 13.89 acres of the forested areas, which is approximately 80% of the existing woodlands on site. The subdivision incorporates a landscape or forested buffer of at least 30 feet in width from the boundary of the farmland to the west of this property. In addition, a buffer from all wetlands has been provided with a depth ranging from 25 to 175 feet and an average depth of 75 feet along the southeast property line adjacent to Arnell Creek and 50 feet along the southwest property line. The subdivision also includes a separation of between 150 and 300 feet of the back lots to the existing Redden Ridge subdivision, and it provides a separation of 95 feet to 215 feet from the back lots to the existing Arnell Creek subdivision. The proposed subdivision provides for future interconnectivity with the undeveloped property to the west. A waiver shall be granted from the 50-foot separation requirement along the property to the west. The agricultural use protection notice will be included in the deeds to the properties when sold. The adjacent landowner has consented to this waiver. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 130 lots within the subdivision. The developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A forested landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the perimeter or the entire perimeter of the project, and this buffer shall be at least 30 feet in width from the boundary of the farmland to the west of this property. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of these areas. The subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer Service, by Sussex County for Sewer Service, sorry. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. The development shall be served by its own on-site activity, active amenities, including a pool and pool house. The amenities shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 60th residential building permit. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. No other outdoor construction activities shall occur at the site except between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction activities at the site on Sundays. The final site plan shall indicate all forested areas that will be preserved. And as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer from all wetlands. The buffer shall have a depth ranging from 25 to 175 feet and an average depth of 75 feet along the southeast property line adjacent to Arnell Creek and 50 feet along the southwest property line. As shown on the preliminary site plan, there shall be a location provided for future interconnectivity with the undeveloped property to the west of this subdivision. And the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish a school bus stop in the area. A revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just one question. Was the, because I know that you stated in the one of the numbered findings that it was 131 lots. Was condition A that there shall be no more than 131 lots within the subdivision? I just want to make sure that I heard you right on that.
Yes, sounds like I believe so. Yes, there are 131 lots. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
What times were the, I'm sorry, tell me the construction times again.
Okay. Delivery of stuff to the site, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then it says no other outdoor construction activity shall occur at the site except between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it. I started to get kind of like, I don't know, things started crossing my mind.
So. Me too.
Yeah. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve subdivision 2018-7, Wellesley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use 2133, Dr. Lama Anthony and Dr. Michael Cahoon.
On this one, just real quick, the attorney representing the applicant made a statement that they were requesting to change two of the conditions from the prior application, but she actually didn't state what they were or make a record on them. What they were was to change the hours of operation a bit, which, you know, I don't know, the commission may be okay with that. But the other one was the original conditional use permitted a sign that was 32 square feet per side, which is what the commission has historically allowed on conditional uses, and I think that's for the most part what's up and down Savannah Road. What they asked for, and she didn't state it, was any sign that would be permitted in the B1 zoning district, which would get you up to 200 square feet per side. So, you know, I just bring that up. I don't know that, you know, she made a record of that, and anyhow, just something to consider.
My opinion is we should just stay with the 32.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we. Yeah. I wouldn't.
No. We'll have everybody come
And I'll recommend some hours and see if you guys agree.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2133 for Dr. Lama Anthony and Dr. Michael Cahoon for professional offices based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located along Savannah Road near the city limits of Lewis. This is an area that has developed with similar medical and professional offices over the years, like this property. Most of these are occurring in residential dwellings that have been converted to office use. Two, this property was approved in 1991 under ordinance number 796 for a conditional use as a dental office and has been used as a dental office for more than 25 years. This conditional use for professional offices allows more flexibility in the use beyond just a dental office. Three, this property is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area under the current comprehensive land use plan. This type of use is appropriate within that area according to the plan. Four, this minor change in the approved use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or area traffic. Five, the City of Lewis has indicated that it will be providing sewer service to this property in the near future. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, ordinance number 796 permitted three front yard parking spaces but limited them to employee use. That limited approval shall continue under this conditional use. In fact, I think she said they only use two. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation shall be between 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, any business hours shall be between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. B, the parking spaces located in the front yard shall only be used by the owners of the businesses that exist on the premises or their employees. C, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. And D, any changes to the site shall require the review and approval of the site plan by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use or recommend approval of conditional use 2133. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our last public hearing was conditional use 2149, Covered Bridge Trails, LLC.
Okay. Any questions, anybody?
No, I'm good with it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2149 to amend a condition of approval and to revise the area contained in conditional use number 2012 and ordinance number 2430 based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, conditional use number 2012 was approved by County Council on December 15, 2015 as ordinance number 2430 with condition A, which stated there shall be no more than 134 units with a mixture of 43 single family units and the balance split between duplex units and townhouse units. The applicant is seeking greater flexibility in the number of different types of units allowed with a minimum of 43 single family units. Three, the total number of units within the project will not change as a result of this amendment request. Four, this change will remain consistent with the types of housing that exist in the area, which includes a mixture of single-family homes, townhouses, and multi-family units. Five, the applicant is also seeking to amend the area of the approved conditional use by deleting approximately 0.27 of an acre, representing an existing lot that was originally to be incorporated into the development. This small reduction in the overall area will not have an adverse impact on the project, the community, or area roadways. Six, based on the foregoing, I move that we approve the reduction of the overall acreage of conditional use number 2012 and ordinance number 2430 from 36.935 acres to 36.664 acres, and that condition A of conditional use number 2012 and ordinance number 2430 shall be amended to state there shall be no more than 134 units, being a mixture of a minimum of 43 single family units and the balance split between duplex units and townhouse units. The remainder of the conditions imposed by conditional use number 2012 and ordinance 2430 shall remain in effect.
Second.
A motion and second to recommend approval of the change in conditions requested under conditional use 2149, Covered Bridge Trails, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our first item of other business was Americana Bayside Revised Master Plan.
This is a revised master plan for the Americana Bayside Residential Plan community to show the most recent updates to the master plan since Planning and Zoning Commission approved the last revision at its meeting of January 11th of this year. The revised master plan outlines that 1,338 lots currently with approval, and that this would continue to be below the 1,700 dwelling units permitted. The revised master plan includes the changes to the composition of units associated with Lot 90 within Phase 2 and Village A. The parcel is zoned MRRPC. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 39.00.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for Americana Bayside RPC revised master plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised master plan for Americana Bayside RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Americana Bayside Phase 2, Lot 90, RPC, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for Americana Bayside Lot 90, that's parcel 39, for the creation of single-family lots on the site of the former amenities building and the inclusion of a small area of former open space into an existing lot. The proposal will bring the total number of lots within Americana Bayside from 1,333 to 1,338 and would be below the 1,700 dwelling units permitted. Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan at its meeting of January 11th of this year. The final site plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes. The parcel is zoned MRRPC and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39.00. Staff are in receipt of all required agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the final site plan for Americana Bayside Phase 2, Lot 90, RPC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the final site plan for Americana Bayside Phase 2, Lot 90, RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Americana Bayside Village A, RPC, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for 96 detached single-family dwellings within the Americana Bayside residential planned community. On April 16th of this year, the Sussex County Board of Adjustment approved a variance for 24 single-family patio homes within the Americana Bayside development to have a minimum lot width of 48 feet and a minimum lot size of 5,700 square feet. The revised preliminary site plan incorporates the reduced lot widths for 24 of the 96 lots previously approved by Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 13th of 2015. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the RPC. The parcel is zoned MRRPC, medium density residential plan community, and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 36.00. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the preliminary or revised preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside Village A, RPC, with a final subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised preliminary site plan, Americana Bayside Village A, RPC, with final to come back before the Commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item, Majestic Meadows, was stricken from the agenda, so that leaves us with Four Seasons at Belaterra Amenities site plan, subdivision 2016-15, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for a 6,078 square foot clubhouse building, swimming pool, storage buildings, and sports courts as part of the Four Seasons at Belterra subdivision. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan for phase one of the subdivision at its meeting of September 28th of last year. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 17. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential.
And the street around, it's really called Bourbon Circle. Nice. It's an interesting street name.
We appreciate the truth in advertising.
No.
No comment beyond that.
You
run out of street names when you're calling streets Bourbon Circle.
Come on, it's not even 8 o'clock yet. All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the preliminary amenities plan for Four Seasons at Belaterra. Belaterra 2016-15 with final approval made by staff when everything is received.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary amenities plan for Four Seasons at Belaterra. Subdivision 2016-15 with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Harbison Mini Storage Site Plan 18-06, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 74,500 square foot self-storage complex, site improvements and landscaping on a 7.84 acre parcel of land that is accessed from Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's US Route 9. The site is within the CR1 commercial residential zoning district and the AR1 agricultural residential zoning districts. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 8.02. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Harvest and Mini Storage, S1806, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan. The final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Harvest and Mini Storage, site plan 18-06, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Home 2 Suites, site plan 1846, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a three-story, 110-bedroom hotel, 1,298 square foot management office and an on-site site car parking area and other associated works on a 3.66 parcel of land within the C1 general commercial zoning district. The parcel is accessed from Coastal Highway, that's Route 1, and Savannah Road, that's Route 9. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 17.00. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
This is one that can come back to, that staff can approve, correct?
Right.
Yes.
There's something on this about the parking.
That's the next one.
Next one.
That's the next one. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the preliminary site plan for Home 2 Suites, S-18-46, with final approval to be by staff when all agency approvals are received.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Home 2 Suites, site plan 1846, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Lewis Hotel, site plan 1850, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 96-bedroom hotel building with a total floor area of 64,226 square feet with associated car parking, landscaping, and other ancillary works to be located off Marsh Road and Five Point Square. The preliminary site plan is accompanied by a written request for a modification of the required on-site parking spaces to reduce the number from 154 spaces to 106 spaces. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the zoning code. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The site is within the C1 General Commercial Zoning District. Tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, and then parcels 26.03, 26.04, and 26.05. Thank you.
All right, on this one, they've requested that we reduce the number of parking spaces from 154 to 106. That gives just a little over one parking space for each room. They've given us a lot of stuff to read with that, which I will say, there was a lot of information. As a mom, probably not your best approach to come to me with everybody's doing it, so I want to too. But I happen to agree at this point that we don't need to pave over the entire Sussex County. So any questions or thoughts or discussion on this?
They don't have any banquet rooms or anything like that? Or?
I don't think so. I think it's just a straight, straightforward room. I mean, there are representatives here from this? No, I didn't see any.
Here's a question. If there's 90 rooms and there's 106 spaces, that means that when they have a full house, they've got 16 spaces left for employees, visitors, and all that. That would be my question. Is that sufficient? That's the question. Is that sufficient?
Or the employees park.
Right. Yeah.
It's 96 rooms, I think is what they said. Yeah. Right.
96? Yes, it's only 10 extra spaces.
96 beds.
96 beds, not 90. Yeah, I think it might be a little light.
What have we done in the past?
We have given, haven't we, a couple times?
One because they never go 100% occupancy because of maid service and that kind of thing.
What did we do on the last one? What was the one we
just... Yeah, we just had one where we let them
no.
out.
No, I say, so the code's number? 1.5, right?
Yeah.
Per room?
I recall two times that we've lowered it. But I don't know what we did.
Yeah.
Code says 1.5, right?
Correct.
1.5 plus one per three employees.
Yeah. So it should have been, so by code is 154 spaces were required.
You do have the authority to reduce it under the parking requirements. You can, what the code says is, paraphrasing, you can modify it if you find that it's exceptional or unreasonable, I think is the wording, or excessive and unreasonable, excuse me.
Right. I mean,
I don't have a big harbor, and I agree with you about blacktop and half of Sussex County. It's excessive, and it's just a waste of money and resources.
Are you concerned, Mr. Wheatley? I mean, if you haven't...
I'm not going to be staying there, so it's not. I'm not concerned at all.
Okay.
But in that regard, personally, but I'm just thinking it could be an issue at some point. But
do you have concerns about it setting a precedent for something?
Well, I think what it indicates, because this is not the first time we've had this type of application, is that we may need to revisit our code, because I would agree it's a little heavy. What we have is a little heavy, but I do want to make sure there's enough room for visitors, for employees. But if there aren't any amenities here, I mean, or any there's no restaurant, there's no banquet facilities, there's no meeting rooms, it's just hotel rooms. So this is, I mean, I'm all right with this.
Yeah, they're probably going to nail it, because it's just one, you know, you're not going to get over one car in that
situation.
Yeah,
if there's no, yeah, so if there's no, if there isn't any, you know, there are no ancillary businesses there or meetings, activities, then it's probably going to be okay. But this is something we should put on our list of things to do.
Yeah.
Is okay. to try to address this and ease this requirement a little bit, because this will start a parade. I mean, in fact, I would think they'll, two before it probably started the parade. We're in the parade.
We're in the parade.
Well, and I would point out there is an issue, like a fairness issue, to your point, Mr. Wheatley, of looking at the code, because the one we just had on the agenda before this was a hotel that's almost next door to this one, which is probably one and a half per room.
And they're parking out. They're fully designed.
Which is also a hotel that's only rooms, not.
Yeah. So there we go.
Okay. Well, I agree. I think this is something that we should probably look at parking requirements all over the county. But
right. We'll invite Mr. Roth to come back and be a part of that.
No, thank you.
I'm just going to call him every week just for fun.
Yeah, we're going to start calling him now. There you go.
I have a whole new phone, social, email.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Smoke signals.
I make a motion.
Number has been changed. The new number is not available to you.
I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for the Lewis Hotel S-18-50 with the waiver of 106 parking spaces, with final site approval to be on by the staff when all agency approvals are received.
Second.
A motion and second to approve the preliminary site plan for Lowe's Hotel site plan 1850 with the reduction of parking spaces from 154 to 106 with final by staff subject to receipt of all state agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Anthem Subdivision 2004-53, preliminary amenities plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for the Anthem subdivision, that's 2004-53, for a 812 square foot pool house, outdoor swimming pool, car parking area, and walking track. The submitted preliminary amenities plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval for subdivision. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 235, MAP 26, Parcel 7. The zoning district is AR1, that's Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Thank you.
Just curious how you call a pool house an 812 square foot shed a pool house, but anyway.
Well, I think this one also, I'll just point out, I think this one's now Milford Housing. Yeah, so they're probably trying to keep it affordable also, so this would be a great affordable housing option.
They don't have to give amenities at all, so.
Yeah, I know. I just happen to see that. I think it's going to be a great thing for Sussex County.
All right, so I make a motion that we give preliminary, good night, I'm losing my mind. I move for approval of preliminary site plan of Anthem Subdivision 2004-53 for the preliminary amenities plan with final site plan approval subject to the planning commission, or subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve the preliminary amenities plan for Anthem Subdivision 2004-53 with final by staff subject to receipt of all state agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Fox Haven 2, Subdivision 2018-03, amend condition of approval.
This is an application to amend the conditions of approval for Fox Haven 2. Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary subdivision plan approval at its meeting of May 24th of this year, subject to conditions. Condition H requires that all amenities to be completed prior to the issuance of the 30th residential building permit. The applicant has requested that the wording of Condition H be amended to require that the developer shall begin construction of the active amenities before the issuance of the 30th residential permit, and that the developer shall complete all amenities prior to the issuance of the 60th residential permit. At 60th, the property is zoned GR and is within the Environmentally Sensitive Development District Overlay Zone, the ESTDOZ. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 48.00.
I have a question on this one, and I'm sorry that I just have been too swamped with my job right now to look at this myself. How many total lots were in this subdivision? Does anybody know?
I forget.
Can I see this real quick? Mm-hmm.
Don't feel bad. I was going to ask the same question. So,
I think there were around 60, maybe 70 units in the subdivision.
So they want to wait till it's done before they build the amenities?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the 30th.
No, I thought it was 95. More than that.
It is more than that.
It's
95. Or 95. Yeah.
It's yeah.
So they want to build the amenities package out when
about three quarters of the way through.
Two-thirds. They'll be done. They're going to start when they're a third of the way, and they're going to be finished when they're two-thirds of the way.
Yes.
Okay. So it is 95.
Well, and in the absorption rates today, that's not much more than a year's. I mean, these guys are doing 20, 30 houses a year, most of these subdivisions. So, I mean, I don't think you're talking about an extended construction period, unless of course we have another.
Has construction already started on this?
No, they just got preliminary approvals.
Yeah. Okay.
In the last couple of months.
They've got a ways to go.
Okay, so it's nobody sitting there going, I thought I was going to get a pool.
Oh, no.
No.
This is final yet. So
it probably has more to do with financing than anything.
I think I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Can you something
else? Yeah, I'm fine with it too, as long as they just make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, right.
Good point.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval of the amended condition of approval for Fox Haven 2, subdivision 2018-03.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the request to amend the condition of approval of Fox Haven 2, subdivision 2018-03. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next other business item is GNJ Properties, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision to create three new lots, each measuring 0.75 acres more or less, off of a 50-foot easement off Delmar Road, leaving a residual parcel measuring 0.918 acres more or less, with an entrance on Waller Road. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 31. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Anyone have any questions, comments about this? I know there was some, there was a new survey circulated with some updates. I mean, it's all pretty standard stuff.
Right.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Okay. Great. In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for GNJ Properties, subject to receipt of what did you say we were missing?
Agency approval.
Subject to receipt of all their agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the minor subdivision off 50-foot easement for GNJ Properties, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item of business is review of annual report to the state. Mr. Roberts.
All right. Well, it's that time of year again. We used to do comp plans every 5 years, and having just been through with the commission, we can all say, thank goodness we don't do that anymore. It's 10 years. But we do have to do an annual report every year, even though we're about to submit a whole new one. This covers the period from July 1, 2017 through June 30, 2018. Just a couple highlights. I know you all have it in your packet. But since July 1st of 2017, the county's received 263 applications filed for all types of land use approvals. That was 22 new major subdivisions during the reporting year for a total of 1,964 new lots. The county also processed 22 rezoning applications, 42 applications for conditional use permits, and 177 site plans during the time covered by the report. As you know, we also did a total rewrite of the county's commercial code. You all didn't see it, but we did another rewrite of Chapter 110, as I mentioned earlier tonight, which governs how sewers are constructed, created, expanded, and operated and financed in the county, the county sewer districts, and the installation of the sewer system. One of the other things that you all haven't seen, Mr. Medlars presents to County Council, which is kind of a neat project. The Wolf Neck Treatment Plant, which is off Route 1, that actually, it's currently farmed, and it's with a center pivot irrigation system. With Hans in the state, Mr. Medlars in the state, and they're looking to do a reforestation program with fixed head irrigation systems throughout that area. So it's going to actually open up a lot of that space to public use, and it'll be connected into the Breakwater Junction Trail, which is kind of a cool thing, seems like. We also added 1,521 new equivalent dwelling units to county sewer, so that's primarily homes, but also businesses. So that's, it shows we're growing and adding, getting people off septics and onto sewer systems. As far as housing goes, some of the highlights, one of the things that the county's done is assisted in this year, 250 households with owner-occupied rehabilitations and emergency repairs, as well as water and sewer hookups and also demolitions. And that came from about $1.5 million in funding. Those funding sources aren't all county funding sources. Some of those come from federal grants and that sort of thing. Economic development, we talked about the 74-acre King Farm. We got the first tenant operational, which was Atlantic Industries. And there's a new one coming in, DGS Properties LLC, which operates as Creative Floors South to supply flooring materials. One thing that I also think is kind of cool is Proximity Malt began production over in Laurel. I think that's a really cool reuse of Laurel grain. I don't know, Mr. Ross can maybe chime in on that. That seems like that one is going to create a market for hops and things on Sussex County and the peninsula that really didn't exist before. Yeah.
Something we haven't grown before.
Yeah, so that'll have tentacles that I think, will reach out in the ag community in a real positive way.
They've made a big investment there, too.
Oh, yeah.
They've been by there.
They've spent
a lot of money.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
Millions.
Yeah, they're,
it's
yeah.
millions. It's,
yeah.
They're,
oh,
they're
yeah.
planning to stay for a while,
yeah.
I would say.
It's impressive. Recreation and open space. Sussex County recently partnered with the Sussex County Sports Foundation in the form of a loan to create some multi-sport grass soccer fields, they're fields for soccer, lacrosse, and other sports. That's underway. You might have seen in the paper that also has led to some federal funding to improve that intersection at, not Gravel Hill, Sand Hill Road.
Sand Hill Road.
And this reporting year, Sussex County also renewed its contribution to farmland preservation. The county agreed to contribute this past year more than $536,000 as its share of the $1.3 million cost to preserving 10 farms and 780 acres in Sussex County. So,
does that put them in permanent preservation, or what does it do with that?
I'd have to go back and look whether these are permanent, or some are permanent, or some maybe in that 10-year program. I'm not sure.
But read that again.
It was Sussex County's agreed to contribute more than $536,000 as its share of the $1.3 million cost of preserving
that
10
farms. That
would
be farms. For the permanent.
That's what I was saying. I think that's permanent.
Nice.
So 10 farms and 780 acres in Sussex County.
I'll just call you when I have questions like that.
You can just go on the Ag website. The situation report is usually fairly current.
Yeah. And you can really see that.
I'm not going to give you my phone number. I've unlisted it.
Oh, you're so cute that I think I can't find you.
That showed up on the comp plan. You can really see the impact of that program, though, as far as preservation. So,
I have a question real quick on the Wolf. Mm-hmm. The Wolf Neck, or, right there on the trail.
Yeah.
So they're going to do fixed head reforestation, mm-hmm. but with treated sewage that you can walk through?
Well, so yeah, it's treated wastewater. You're not going to be walking through the sprayer is, you know.
Okay.
I mean, theoretically you could, but it takes that all out of agricultural production.
Theoretically, you could drink the water.
Yeah, yeah. But like,
they say that, yes.
Yeah.
I never had one person do it. I invited every one of them ever came up and
I think one of them even had a jar or glass of
it. I have seen that jar many times.
And
like,
I
this
said,
is
well, go ahead and take a drink. And nobody took nobody, no takers.
But it'll take it from ag use and
I'll pass.
No, I think that's good because I know they couldn't do certain things because the farmers needed to get there and it
It just seems like a cool redevelopment of that area that, you know, it solves a whole bunch of issues and we can still use it for spray irrigation and
it's pretty much my backyard is what I'm curious.
Make sure all the spray heads point your way.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to see where, you know, is this gonna be
So that's all. At this point, you know, it's something we have to submit every year. So we're going to make the same report to council, and then we'll send it up to
the state. I've had actually people, one in particular I'm thinking of, that has called me and asked, we actually do that report. And I said, listen at the end of June, and you'll hear it live.
Yeah, and it goes on the county's website, too. So you can go back and look at the past six or seven that we've done. So.
May not meet their satisfaction, but it's a report.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
You good? Okay. I guess it's time for roasting. I know this. Mrs. Hoey Stevenson brought me this really nice balloon. I think it's for the 4th of July. Right?
It's, you know, your independence and freedom here.
Yeah. So. I almost thought, well, should I just pass you the gavel? Yeah.
I don't know. We might. I think Mr. Hopkins was really, like, itching to become the chairman.
Yeah.
So.
I told Janelle. The day I come to become chairman, she's going to have to sit on one side and Vince would have to sit on the other. That won't happen.
Mr. Johnson.
Is it public?
Yes, it is. Come on up. Yeah, come on up.
Oh, goodness.
You must be great.
Yeah, we are. Thank goodness.
Well, I went through all this effort.
Mr. Johnson, don't start talking until you get to the microphone. You know the rules. Come on.
I can talk loud enough to get
heard. He's been a rule breaker for years anyway.
No, me, I always follow the rules. Just ask our fine attorney. My favorite words were, you can't do that, Mike. Anyhow, let me get out my notes here. I know I got some here somewhere. Yeah, I spent a number of years working with Mr. Ross here behind the counter, and I guess it was probably about 9 years, Mr. Ross, I believe.
Exactly.
Don't count on my math because I left my worksheet
at
the office.
You're the counselor.
Yeah, I know. See, that was my worksheet. That one was. So that wasn't it. No, that's... All right, here it is. Okay. What I did was I went back and I looked at every subdivision that Mr. Ross approved over my objections, including the ones that did not include the various amenities that should have been part of our code, such as sidewalks and street lights and paved multi-sport courts. So, you know, so I got a list of them. And I was getting tired of digging them up. Well, what I came to conclude was that Mr. Ross was a great benefit to me as a commissioner, truly. You know, I kid and I joke a lot, but this gentleman made me think a lot because I knew that, or if I suspected that he and I weren't in total agreement with something, I better have my homework done. Because he sure would. It drove me nuts the amount of time that man must have spent on some of those situations that were wrong, but that's okay. Time will prove that I was right, you know, when people don't have anywhere to walk and they can't see because there's not street lights and they got these humongous ditches in front of their houses that could swallow a car if you're not careful.
We're getting cards made up. Just hand out with his address to call. No, I'm just kidding.
Call him.
You know, we had a former chairman who one of his favorite statements was, call your councilman.
Yeah.
I won't mention his name. Because I've worked with two chairmen. So, but one chairman in particular always enjoyed saying, well, if you don't like it, call your council person. And I thought that was wise advice because they should have called them instead of
when you get home.
When you get home. Yeah, I left out the immediacy of it. Anyhow, I just wanted to let the wide world web know, because I know that we have many listeners at home after having had a very short meeting that you've had of, 2.5 hours? And
been pretty good. Yeah.
And Gene Byer thought I could at least contribute another 20 minutes to it. So, but doggone, I left my notes at home, so I can't cite the subdivision number. So, Janelle, I'll have to email that to you if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, just for prosperity purposes, so that 10 years down the road, we'll see which one's the nice.
We'll make sure to add it to the minutes. How about
absolutely.
That?
There you go. There you go. That's right. This is still, well, no, this isn't a public hearing anymore.
No, but it's a public meeting, so.
Public meeting, so I can, do I have a time limit?
We can set one real quick.
Feel one coming.
Well, maybe I'll never be in these chambers again, but I tell you, it's nice being on this side. It truly is. Every time I ride around that circle, I start grinning and think, oh boy, thank goodness I'm not in there, especially under this person's chairmanship with the land use plan. I tell you what, I've never seen the commission work so hard. Yeah. So, Mr. Ross, thank you for putting the county council nose to the grind when it came to the land use plan. I think it was needed. I think you did a great job. And I thank you as a taxpayer, not as a fellow commissioner. So,
well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope to see you here in a little bit. We're going to end up down at the Stokely Tavern here in a little while, and if you happen to show up.
I'm blowing dust.
Yeah. He's dry. He's dry. Mr. Davis.
I don't have to state for the record who I am, do I?
Not this time.
I just wanted to, I stuck around just to, I wanted to say, I have nothing funny or anecdotal, but to thank Mr. Ross for his service and his leadership to the county in representing the planning commissioners. I certainly got a lot out of what your comments and your knowledge of the code, the comprehensive plan, other agency type comments, and it basically just a back and forth conversation, back and forth on certain projects. So I'm taking with me from you the benefit that of your knowledge and your expertise with what you brought forth to projects that I presented before the commission. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to present before you. And I want to thank you and say good luck in the future. And I hope to see you around.
Well, you're welcome. And usually most of the things that we do as five-member commission plus staff plus attorneys. So it's a group effort that seems to coalesce in a pretty good way, at least at this level, I think. Mr. Smith.
Hold on to your hats. Here it comes.
This could be trouble.
Rodney Smith, Post Office Box 97, Dutton Beach, Delaware.
What time is
Dutton, please? I was hoping to be able to spend a little bit of time talking about traffic. I have a PowerPoint presentation. let's see. Try not to take up too much of your time. But I would like to be able to speak about a man, a true son of Sussex County, a man that through my association with him, I came to know and recognize him as a friend, a great individual, someone that I did not always see eye to eye with, but I knew that if I didn't, I knew that I would be best to be prepared to be able to argue my points. A man who knew so much about zoning and cared about it. And, you know, this is embarrassing. This is what I wrote down for Lawrence. I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Oh, shoot. That is awesome.
Are any of these cameras focused on the podium? We need to preserve that for history. We really do, for posterity.
I feel the love, Rod. I feel the love. Oh, my.
That was wonderful.
Hopefully. This is what I got to put up with on a daily basis. Well, thanks, Rod, for those kind thoughts. I really appreciate them. Yeah. You must think as much of me as my wife, which is why I'm quitting. Anyway,
I'll say one thing. You know, I don't have anything funny to say or whatever. Great. But I have, like almost Mike, but certainly like Bob, and he falls into this category. You know, I've worked with three chairmen, including Bob, and of course you, and also Jack Allen. I think that was the three chairmen we've had of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And one thing that you hear, well, in my case, I also appear in front of other planning commissions or other bodies, you know, outside the county, you know, and you do hear from people here. We're fortunate with the chairman that we've had, and, you know, and I'm sure the chairman that will chair people, whatever, that we'll have in the future, that this is one of the best run bodies in Sussex County for this type of thing. And I think that's an attribute certainly to the path that Mr. Allen set when he was chairman, and certainly Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Ross. You hear that all the time. It's, you know, people come in and they won't necessarily agree with the outcome, you know, or the issues, but they'll always say that it's a really fair and well-run meeting. And I think, you know, as I said, that's a compliment to Mr. Ross and Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Allen. And I would agree with what everybody else has said, except for Rodney. One way or another, you know, and Mr. Ross, you and I have had some arguments and, you know, knock down, drag out things, but, you know, there's always a positive that comes out of it, even though he's always wrong, and that is it makes you think, you know. He challenges you to think about what the code says or the way we've done stuff or whatever, and, you know, and if you have somebody that makes you look at things differently than you maybe have before, that's always a good thing, and I think that's been really good for the county. So,
thank you.
Even though you were wrong.
I would agree with you on the making you think part, and you certainly made good use of my hour drive to work many times when, you know, like, gee, what am I going to do? Oh, it's Mr. Ross on the phone. I know how this hour is going to go. So, but yeah, and we've discussed things and disagreed on some things, but you probably have forgotten more things about zoning than I know.
Gonna forget them more here, right? Real soon.
No, I do appreciate the perspective that you've brought to all the things that I've all the questions I've asked and the issues that you've brought to me.
Thank you.
Mr. Robertson, you did say something that did bring one thing to mind. If it's one thing I've learned is that whenever I get into a knockdown and drag out with Mr. Ross, I'm usually the one that gets knocked down and dragged out. But through all that, we've remained friends, colleagues, and Marty, you've done a great job with promoting the things that are important for Sussex County, and we're going to keep doing that.
Certainly are as a body.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I can tell you I do not deserve to be mentioned in the same name as Jack Allen and Bob Wheatley, because Jack Allen, of course, has got a legend of his own.
Does indeed.
And so two big issues for me to fill. But I appreciate the kind words, and I'm really looking forward to my next retirement. I've retired like four times from different things now. And my golf handicap was getting so high they were actually charging me extra to play on the course. So hopefully that'll come back down. And my Crown Royal bill was getting high with my golf handicap, so maybe that'll also settle a little bit now with my relaxed mood and less stress.
Marty, I would also just like to thank you for being able to, you know, call you almost every week, almost before every meeting, and the wisdom that you've given me, and that you've shared. With that being said, Bob and Vince, your phone's probably going to be ringing a whole lot, without a doubt. One thing that I've really appreciated in this forum is the way that both of y'all maintain control. I was at a meeting earlier this week, and it was like mob rule, and I'll tell you, y'all really. It's more than just taking control, but y'all have you have the knowledge that you can pull from that gives you that authority, and you use it And both of y'all are very graceful, you know, in the way that you maintain that control, and you know, that's a gift. It's leadership, and you know, I really respect it in both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In 25 years of officiating basketball, I learned it's better to try to be more diplomatic, because they don't throw as many cups at you, you know, when you try to be kind of nice to them. Even though that's not my strongest point, I'll grant you. Well, appreciate.
Marty, just
You're holding up happy hour.
your ability to teach and lead have been great. It's a combination that's hard to come by. And thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've taught me individually, and us as a team.
Yeah, it's one thing that people don't realize is that it takes five commissioners, a strong staff, and a somewhat competent attorney.
I'm still here, Marty.
to do the job that we do. So it's just a group affair. And I thank everybody. I think we're done, and we are.
Just real quick, yeah. On behalf of the staff, we just want to thank you for your service and your wealth of knowledge you've brought to the commission. So thank you.
Thank you. We all miss the old guys. It's such a shame, you know. I mean, it was an adjustment for us, quite frankly, because we were so accustomed to the same people for such a long period of time. But the staff is very, very competent, worked very, very hard, and I try not to bug you guys directly because I know you really don't have time for a pesky commissioner to walk through the door asking simple questions that we already know the answer to. So thank you all, too, for your efforts. We are adjourned.